It's 20 minutes to 8, Andy and Sarah at breakfast. The familiar shouts of offers on fruit and veg. I wish I could do the market traders shout out, but I can't. Clothes, other kind of wares that they shout out. It's great, isn't it, when you go on a market day shopping trip, and they've got that knack of setting out their sales pitch and just drawing you in to go and look at what they're selling. Some say you can't learn the tricks of a trade like that. But today in Mansfield, workshops are being held to teach people how to be a market stall holder.
I think actually some of those shouts, you can't understand what they're saying. They just sound a bit like, rrrr, rrrr.
That's the pace.
Yeah, and they're even worse. So how do you learn to go rrrr in front of people in Mansfield? This free one-day market trader masterclass, encouraging new traders to the market there, is being tried out this morning by BBC Radio Nottingham's Hayley Compton. In fact, you're setting up your stall, aren't you, at the moment?
Good morning, yes. I've just been shown to my brand new spanking stall by Paul Bilby, the supervisor. I feel like I'm in a good location. I've got my bum bag ready with a float ready to go. I'm between the flower stall and the sweets, which I think is quite good. And I'm a bit concerned about presentation because everybody seems to be like putting lots of lovely lace and blankets over their stall, but I've got nothing. So I've got an old BBC t-shirt that I'm just using to wipe down the ice from the wooden presentation stands that I've got here. And I've got a few products on offer. I would not say that they're tat, because we've got some good quality things here. We've got Russell Watson CD, People Get Ready, the voice of Russell Watson. Jonathan and Charlotte, who won Britain's Got Talent, Perhaps Love, it's their CD. I've also got this lovely CD in its wrapper, so that's adding value. And I'm also with Keely Flint, who's running the masterclasses today. Now, Keely, what do you think of the stall so far?
Well, you need a little few tips on presentation. you need definitely a tablecloth, something attractive to cover the ward, because this just looks like you've just started. lots of noise there in the background. So yeah, you really need to have like all your CDs laid out nicely and attractive, basically.
And what do I need to consider here?
You need to consider that, you know, make it easier for the customer. Put it in alphabetical order, or put all the music that is a particular type together. And yeah, have it all visible, basically, not in a box like you've got at the moment.
Okay, so some tips for me then. How am I going to sell these top quality CDs from the BBC?
Yeah, well, they're from the BBC, so that's got to add value for a given. And obviously at the moment you're going to be selling these quite low price, quite high price.
I would say fairly low, next to nothing. I'm giving them away.
Well, in that case, everybody's going to be interested. If you're going to be giving them away and people are walking by the store, you need to kind of engage with the customer. The customer might be going into a shop, so they're going there for a purpose. The people that are on the market might go into a given stall. You need to kind of interrupt their path almost. You know, markets back in the day, there was lots of shouting. Bristles would shout, pound a bag. And it's a real interruption.
How long have you been a market trader for?
I've probably been doing it for about a good 20 years, off and on, yeah.
So, tell me about the shouting. Do you shout?
I do sometimes, yeah. I mean, it tends to be if I've got a particular offer on. So, for an example, if I've got Lipsy dresses and the £60 in store and I'm selling them for a tenner, I might be tempted to say, "Good morning, ladies. We've got Lipsy dresses in today. They're all under a tenner. Come and have a little look. What do you think to this?" And it is that kind of noise that gets one person kind of looking and then obviously interrupts other people that are sort of browsing, hearing, what did she just say? Did she say something I recognise, like a brand Lipsy? Did she say it was under a tenner? So it's all that kind of, you know, getting their attention, really.
And what would you recommend for CDs? Like, what can I shout?
Well, I would shout, you know, for an example, let's pitch them at, say, £1. So you could say, all CDs are £1 today. Come and have a listen. I've got some earphones. I can let you listen to what we've got.
I've got a bit of a problem there because I've not really thought about this.
Oh,
so
no.
How much preparation do you have to do this? Because all I've done is bought my bum bag and my float and my products.
Bag, surely.
I haven't got any carrier bags now, sorry.
Right, well, we can roll with that. You know, most people on the market are great shoppers. They do bring their own bags, which is fine. But I think it adds value if you actually give away free bags because obviously the stores aren't doing that. So, yeah.
And in terms of teaching people that are currently trading at the moment, because you're running these workshops, so, you know, these people are seasoned professionals. Can you teach them anything new?
I think so, because obviously being sort of in the industry, out the industry, and then going on lots of social media courses myself and realising, you know, how Facebook is taking over people in their own homes at night time. You really need to have a Facebook presence. And so most of the trades that I spoke to on here are saying, oh, no, Keely, I'd love to do that. And then another trader said, I have 3,500 people on my Facebook. So I was like, well, you really need to. If that's a local client basis, you really need to be tapping in and being on her Facebook. And you all need to be kind of doing that together. So it's really important to be on it, really.
Right, well, so despite my unprepared nature of approach to this, Keely, I'm going to be practicing, and you can find out later whether I've actually made any money or any sales.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to make very much money at all. Three CDs and an old BBC T-shirt. What kind of stall is that?
Before she left, she said, I'm all right, I've got a bum bag. As if that was all you needed.
Yeah.
No carrier bags, no, but a bum bag, so we'll see.